Hey, really quick before we start the show, I have a question for you. Are you a frustrated store owner tired of earning peanuts and ready to make real money even with a small audience? If you answered yes, then I'd love to connect with you for a free profit potential discovery call. In this free 30-minute session, I analyze where you're currently leaving money on the table regarding marketing opportunities to sell more of your products. Are you an online seller, a Shopify merchant, or building a direct-to-customer brand looking to optimize your business for more sales? Then the Profit Potential Discovery Call is perfect for you. All you need to do is to sign up for the premium member edition of my newsletter. So go to ecommercecoffeebreak.com/newsletter to sign up today. Now that's ecommercecoffeebreak.com/newsletter. Welcome to episode 304 of the E-commerce Coffee Break podcast. In today's episode, we discuss how to ensure your business is sales tax compliant. Joining me on the show on this very important topic is Matthew Campbell, co-founder of Breezyfile.com. So let's dive right into it.
This is the E-commerce Coffee Break. A top-rated Shopify growth podcast dedicated to Shopify merchants and business owners looking to grow their online stores. Learn how to survive in the fast-changing e-commerce world with your host, Klaus Lauter, and get marketing advice you can't find on Google. Welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the E-commerce Coffee Break. Today, we want to talk about how you can ensure that your business is sales tax compliant. A lot of people shy away from sales tax. It's a complex topic. We want to dive into this a little bit more today. With me on the show, I have Matthew Campbell. He is a former tax jar engineer and co-founder of Breezyfile.com. He brings a lot of experience in the sales tax space. And after tax jar was acquired by Stripe, he launched Breezyfile to serve Shopify merchants with sales tax filings. So let's dive right into it. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. Great to have you on the show. Let's assume I'm a new seller on e-commerce on Shopify, or I'm a seller from Europe looking into the opportunity to sell my products in the United States. What would you tell me about the basics of the US sales tax systems in e-commerce?
The basics are there's really three things that you need to do in order to be compliant, or that you need to have, I guess, in order to be compliant. The first is you need to kind of determine where you need to collect. So in which state? So in the US, there are 46 states that have sales tax, and you have to decide or figure out for your company, in which states do you have what's called nexus? So nexus is like the onus to register and then begin collecting and remitting tax in those states. And so you essentially have a big enough business presence in that state that they want you to collect tax. So long ago, back in 1992, there was a Supreme Court ruling that basically stated that if you have physical presence in a state. So if you have an employee, if you have a warehouse, if you have a storefront, that is a big enough business presence for you to then have to go to the state and register to get your sales tax license and then begin collecting and remitting on whatever frequency they tell you. So once you register, they'll tell you, hey, you need to give us back the sales tax dollars every year, every month, every quarter, depending on how large you are. So if you're a bigger seller, they'll tell you, you know, every month. If you're a smaller merchant in that state, they'll say maybe once a year. And that's how it was for a long time. Then a few years ago, there was a Supreme Court case that basically said, hey, now with the internet being so pervasive, we want to make sure that states are still having that revenue come in so they can pay for their, you know, essentials that they have, roads, schools, firefighters, that kind of thing. And so they said, hey, if you have a big enough business presence as far as actual sales into the state, then we're going to say that you need to begin collecting. The Supreme Court basically said that each state is allowed to set a threshold where if a seller crosses that threshold, which is usually X dollars of revenue in a certain time frame or Y amount of transactions, so individual transactions. So if you sell to 100 different people in the state in a year, then that's a big enough business presence. So you need to register with the state. So now there's basically two ways. So if you have a physical presence or if you sell enough product into or enough of your service into a state, then you need to collect. And that kind of was a little crazy for a while. Luckily, there's been a lot of great places that built some good technology that makes it a lot easier for you now. And so the first thing again is where do I need to collect and remit? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, okay, now I need to figure out how much I need to collect when I ship to those states. So the idea is if you have nexus in a state, when you ship to that state, that's when you need to collect. So if you ship anywhere else where you don't have nexus in the United States, so if I don't have nexus in New York and I ship to New York, I don't need to collect tax. But if I have Nexus in California and I ship to California, then I need to collect. But what rate do I need to collect? So luckily, again, there's lots of great technologies out there now. There's at least four or five now that I know of that have APIs that you can hook into, and they will basically do all that for you. Once you hook it up, they'll look at everything and they'll in real time give the proper tax calculation to your customer. Then your checkout process will collect the proper tax, give it to you, and you hold on to it until it's time to remit. So that's the second thing, really. And then the third thing is, okay, now I have all this tax money. How do I file? So ideally, you have some sort of reporting system that will allow you to, you know, have nice generated reports that tell you, okay, well, here's what you've collected. And in an ideal world, it's close to like a, you can just go to the state's website, copy paste your report in, and you can file. Or if you want a more hands-off solution, there's lots of places out there like BreezyFile, which is my company now, that will just file it for you on your behalf. So if you don't want to go through that process every month or every quarter of actually having to file in 5-10 states or whatever, there are plenty of services out there now that will help you with that. So those are the kind of the three things, like where do I need to collect, how do I collect, and then how do I remit the money?
Very good overview. Still, I'm already puzzled because if I'm on Shopify, obviously I just want to sell my product. I don't want to become a sales tax expert. How does Shopify, with helping with set up your product and being compliant in all states where you have Nexus or not?
So I kind of have an interesting business where Shopify does a great job of doing all this for you. So they have something now that they released at the beginning to middle of last year called Shopify Tax, where they will allow you to just basically turn on their tax calculations pretty much for the whole world. So it's not just the US. My company's focused on the US, but they will allow you to do this in throughout the world. And you select which countries or which in the US, in the case of the US, which states you need to collect. So then when you ship to those locations, they will automatically calculate it for you. They take into account some of the more complex things I haven't talked about, like product taxability. So sometimes, let's say you're selling clothing, which a lot of states will consider like an essential item, and they don't want to tax you for having to buy something that you just need to live. So Shopify does a good job of having a wide product category range where you can go in, categorize your products, and then they'll take that into consideration when they're making the calculation. So they'll basically do it all for you. You do have a little bit of setup you have to do with selecting your states and selecting what type of products you're selling, but then you should be good to go from there on the calculation side. As far as how to actually remit that money to the state and file, they do build reports for you, which are pretty good. So you could go ahead and do that on your own in the tax settings, which is just under like the taxes and duties section of the Shopify store. There's just a little report that says like sales tax collection report, and you click in and then they'll give you reports for each of the locations that you've got set up, and you can filter based on the date range that you need for your system. So it does help with all that. They just don't actually do that last step of actually filing it for you. So you actually still have to go in and file it. One thing that I kind of glossed over is they also do track your economic nexus threshold. So I kind of mentioned that there's kind of two different ways that you could trigger nexus or that onus to then collect. They don't track the physical portion of like, hey, do you have an employee in this state? Do you have a warehouse in this state or something like that? So that's still kind of on you to know where your inventory and where your people are, and you need to register in those states. But they do keep track of all your sales and where you ship to. They'll notify you like, hey, you're at an 80% of one of these thresholds in the state. You might want to start watching. You might cross that threshold soon. And then they'll notify you again when you actually do cross. So they do a really good job with their product. They just don't help with the filing portion of it. And that's where I, or a business like me, would come in. And that's what I'm trying to do for folks.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, I'm a European. I'm from Germany. I'm always puzzled when I'm in the US that you see a price and then there is federal tax, there's state tax, then there's whatever on top of it. And then you go to the checkout and you're surprised how expensive things are becoming, actually. How do you file these different taxes in the US for our non-US listeners? How does that work?
So there actually is no federal sales tax rate. So as far as federal level, don't worry so much about that. There's other taxes like business taxes, income taxes, things like that, that you'll have to pay. But as far as like the checkout process and when like a value-added tax or like a transactional tax, there is like a combined rate that will usually be displayed. So usually the customer will see like, hey, you owe 8%. Cool. It is frustrating to get that tax added on at the end because most of the places in the world have that, you know, that tax included in the price. But just know that that 8%, kind of like you alluded to, isn't just like one rate. It's a bunch of combined rates. So a state will usually have a state rate. And so like the state of California will say, hey, we want 6.25% of all transactions taxes to come to us. And they disperse that how they see fit for their state. But then if you ship into a specific county or a district or a specific city, the city might decide, hey, we want to buy pay for better roads. So we're going to temporarily increase sales tax for 10 years. And we're going to add another 1% on top of that and add that in. So part of that 8% is like, hey, there's another 1% for the county and another 0.75% for the city, because they do that different things that voters will vote on to add, you know. So most of the time, these are things that voters have voted on to say, yeah, we want that additional tax for whatever purpose. Sometimes it's baseball stadiums or football stadiums or something like that. And so there is a breakdown like that. Now, the hard part is, okay, now where do I send that money? Because you don't. You do send it all to the state, but you have to denote in your filings in most cases, like, all right, so, you know, $600 goes to the state. And then I also sold into this city, this city, this city, this city, and I owe $50 to this city, $25 to this city, $10 to this city. So it gets pretty complex. And so that's why that reporting part that I talked about that Shopify offers is really nice, because Shopify will break all that down for you. They build a report that just kind of explains, like, all right, and it kind of looks like a big CSV or like a big Excel sheet where it says, all right, here's a state tax, here's how much you collected, here's how much was taxable, here's how much was exempt, all that kind of stuff. Then it goes down to the next row and it says, all right, here's the city tax. What city is it? Oh, it's Los Angeles, it's Santa Monica. The next one is, you know, San Francisco, and it kind of tells you all the different dollars amounts that you collected, how many gross sales you had, because sometimes states ask for all those different things, not just how much tax did you collect. So luckily, Shopify breaks that all down for you. You know, there aren't a whole lot of e-commerce platforms like Shopify that actually give you something that nice. A lot of the other platforms do offer calculations because they partner with somebody like TaxJar, where I used to work, or Avalara, which is another really big sales tax compliance company. And they'll provide you the calculations, but they don't do anything with reporting or filing. So that's where Shopify is pretty nice, where they actually give you a report that is mostly ready to file. So that's kind of nice. So as far as the breakdown goes, most consumers don't really understand that, like, the 8% gets broken down into smaller portions. But on the back end, that really is happening, where like small portions of that 8% go off to different places. And you as a business owner need to know, like, where that needs to go in many cases, because a lot of the times the state will ask, you know, where does this money go? There are some states that are really nice and easy where you just say, like, hey, I collect this much tax and they'll deal with it. But a lot of the states, you do need that granular detail. So that is part of the process as a merchant. But again, it sounds complex. It sounds a little crazy, but there's lots of tools out there that'll help you. You know, you could build out pivot tables and things like that in Excel if you wanted to do it on your own. It'll be a little bit onerous, but you could do it. But yeah, that's why I love Shopify, because Shopify really gives you the tools you need to succeed here.
Hey, Klaus here, just a quick one. If you like the content of this episode, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at newsletter.ecommercecoffeebreak.com. I score and curate 50 news sources so you don't have to, saving you hours of research. Grow your revenue with e-commerce news, marketing strategies, tools, podcast interviews, and more, all in a quick 3-minute read. So head over to newsletter.ecommercecoffeebreak.com to subscribe. As said, 100% free. Also, you will find the link in the show notes. And now back to the show. I think it's a good thing that Shopify takes a little bit of the pressure off from merchants, specifically if you're a founder or a solopreneur, a side hustler just coming to the world of business, that just might scare you completely off this complexity, because obviously you want to focus all of your work on selling your products and not becoming a tax consultant. So what's the process and how do you help with that in setting up the right structure in the filing, that it's coming in at the right point in time, and so on and so forth?
Yeah. So I like to walk all of the customers that we have, like, through this in our initial call, like, hey, here's all the things you have to do. And I've been offering this to anybody who has, like, I'm just trying to get, like, my name out there and trying to help people. So I'll tell anybody that's listening, happy to jump on a call, you know, talk to you for free consultation, whatever you want to call it. Like, I'll walk you through everything. You don't need to use my service. That's fine. Maybe you recommend me to the next person. Awesome. Like, no pressure. And I'll walk you through all these things. We can go through your business specifically, and we can talk about how to get this set up for you, because everybody's a little bit different on what you need to do. But more or less, like, all you need to do is A, identify where you need to collect, and then change your Shopify settings after you've registered. So I guess I should say, you need to identify where you need to collect. And then you need to go through the registration process, which is a little bit of paperwork. There are lots of places out there that can help you register. We have a partner that can help you register if you don't want to do it. If it's You know, I'd rather pay $100 to have somebody do it for me. Great. There are places out there that can do that. I don't offer that, but I know people that do, and I can point you that direction. But more or less, you just go to the state's website and they'll say like, hey, sign up for a sales tax license. And then you go through their process. They make it pretty simple. You do need some detail, like maybe your EIN, maybe it's your social security number if you're a US citizen, something along those lines that identify who the business owner is. But more or less, it's pretty straightforward stuff. And then we'll register. Within a few days, usually the state will send you notification about, hey, you've successfully registered. Here's your license. They'll send you the actual license itself, which is a piece of paper that they'll email or send it to you in the mail. And then from there, they'll say, we expect you to file monthly or quarterly or annually. So they'll let you know how frequently you need to file. And then they'll say, your first due date is this day. And so they'll let you know. And so like what I just tell my customers is just send me that paperwork. I'll take a look through it, send you back like, hey, here's what they're telling you. You need to file this often. I'm starting on this day. And then you go from there. So it's pretty straightforward. As you get bigger, it can get kind of annoying because you might start crossing those economic thresholds that we talked about. If you start selling $100,000 to several different states or $200,000 to all these different states, it might happen all like all at once really quickly where you have to register for 25 states, you know, in a year and then start collecting and setting it all up, which can get pretty crazy on other platforms. Again, Shopify is the reason I'm there is because they offer a lot of this already. And so it's really easy to have these conversations and say, hey, it sounds crazy, but it's actually pretty simple. Here's what you do. Shopify makes it pretty easy for you.
Okay. I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate. I think a lot of merchants are trying to fly under the radar, specifically if they do some China dropshipping or dropshipping from abroad in the US. What's the worst case scenario when IRS is not happy with you? What can happen?
Yeah. So the worst case scenario is penalty, like late fees and penalties on top of owing back taxes. So what happens is usually you'll get slapped with like a late when they discover that you need to be compliant and you haven't been. They'll say, hey, we've noticed that you haven't done this. We're going to ask you to start doing this. We need you to file. They might say a random number. They might just give you like a $15,000. They'll just say it out there based on like what their average is of like, we expect the business is probably about this. Then what you need to do is you actually like go back through all the sales you've had since the date that they told you, like we expected you to be compliant from 2020 on, right? So for the last 3.5 years, you have to go back, look at all of your sales that you've had into that state. And then you have to figure out how much you should have collected in each of those situations. Add all that up. You owe all of that money back to the state, and then you owe them penalties and interest. So the penalties usually is like a $50 late fee. So usually the penalty isn't that crazy. The interest might be, depending on how large of a volume you have. And if you're 4 years, you know, out of compliance and you're a large seller, they can get kind of high. So if you are a larger seller and you're selling hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of dollars, just be compliant. It sounds, you know, kind of frustrating, but there are softwares out there. Assuming your margins are okay and you're making profit on this, like you could pay for this and take it off your hands and, you know, not worry about it. If you are compliant, yeah, you might get slapped with thousands of dollars in fees and everything. Most of the folks I'm talking to who are worried about these things are smaller sellers. And so let's say you might have a warehouse in Ohio and most of your sales are in Florida or something like that, but you have a random warehouse in a state that it's just central in the United States and it's easier to ship from there, but you didn't register in Ohio, but you don't have many sales in Ohio. You know, going back 3 years, 4 years, you might have only had $200 in sales there because the bulk of your sales are somewhere else, right? And so the fees and whatnot are going to be relatively small. So what I tell people is it's something that you're going to have to weigh out, right? Is like, is it worth it for me to be compliant based on what the penalties and interests might be if I'm not compliant? I always tell people the letter of the law is you should be registering in these places. But in reality, like how much is it going to be a problem for you to be compliant versus not compliant? Like is it a lot easier for you to just not do anything about it? And then 3 years down the line, the state says, hey, you should have been compliant and it costs you $80 or something like that. Like, that's a decision that you have to make as a tax professional. I'm always like, just be compliant. But, you know, but also I tell you, but that's the reality of like, it might not be that crazy for you to be hit with some late fees and whatnot. But if I had a seller that was larger, kind of like you described, drop shipping from China, millions of dollars worth of product, I would tell them you're going to want to be compliant. It's not worth the headache. Like you're going to want the just pay a few thousand bucks for a software service to do this for you rather than paying $100,000 later. Because the big problem there is that you're not collecting the tax on these millions of dollars in transactions. And that's where you really get slapped with the penalties and interest, is thousands of transactions that you've had that you didn't collect tax, that now it's on you to pay that money.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good recommendation. Being a business owner for 25 years myself, just try to be compliant. You just sleep so much better. And specifically e-commerce businesses, dropshipping business, the margins are very small and they're basically cash flow driven businesses most of the time. So if you get a huge bill after 3 years from a revenue service, you probably don't have the savings. And then that's the end of your business. So you'd rather be compliant. Who's your perfect customer? Are there specific industries or niches that you work more with?
Yeah, my perfect customer is someone that's selling on Shopify and perhaps any of the marketplace facilitators. So after that Supreme Court ruling that I talked about, that kind of changed the internet taxation in the United States, there have been some advances in some of these places like Amazon, Walmart, eBay, Etsy. The states have said, hey, you basically are helping these people sell their product by storing inventory, shipping it out for them, by being their payment processor. So you're basically like kind of part of this business. And so what we want you to do is, Amazon, please collect on behalf of your customers. So if you're selling on Shopify, where it's still your job to collect, or any of those marketplaces, well, they'll do it for you. That's my perfect customer, because I'm only worrying about like Shopify merchants and the tax that you need to collect on Shopify. So that's the kind of the niche that I'm going for, are any size sellers, small, medium, large, where their main platform is Shopify and their secondary sales or any of their other channels that they sell on, if they're multi-channel, would be Amazon, Etsy, Walmart, eBay, those types of places that do the collection for you. Then it's on me to take all that information from all your business and then file on your behalf.
How does your pricing structure work? How do you charge your clients?
Pretty straightforward, just $75 per filing. So we don't, again, like all this like kind of consultation, helping you get set up, all that kind of stuff, I just offer, just say, hey, like, let me help you get set up and running. Great. And then my goal is just to file for you. So and keep you happy, not worry about your filings and everything, because ideally that's all you need on Shopify, is someone to file for you, right? Help you get set up, then file for you. And then if you need to register or whatever, I'll help you get up and running and I'll charge for any of that stuff. All I care about is, can I keep doing your filings for you?
Before we come to the end of our coffee break today, is there anything that you want to share with our listeners that we haven't covered yet?
Don't let this be a thing that stops you from starting your business. I've talked to many people that say, hey, this is kind of a scary thing. I'm thinking about starting a business, but I don't want to deal with the tax side of it. And I guess because there's a lot of the other players in the market, which again, they're great products and everything, but long ago, there was like fear-based marketing, where it's like, if you don't do this, you're going to be in big trouble and you're going to owe hundreds of thousands of dollars, which we did kind of just talk about, right? But in general, those are for like mostly massive companies, right? Millions in dollars in sales and whatnot. States in general are very helpful. They want you to do business. Like, they want you to begin your own business, start selling things, because that's good for them too. It's a kind of supposed to be a symbiotic relationship. And I think most people view it as like, they're coming after me kind of thing. And like, while that's kind of true to a certain extent, like, I get that. It's more of like that they want to help you be compliant and they want to help your business. So you can call them and ask them questions. They're not going to be like, oh, you started a business and you haven't registered. They're just going to say, hey, okay, yeah, you've started a business. You need to register. Here's how you do it. And they want to help you do it. And, you know, there's like voluntary disclosures and things like that, where like they'll help you out. If you realize 2 years down the line that you weren't compliant, they'll cut your brakes and stuff if it's you that's coming to them and saying like, hey, I just realized I should have been compliant. So, you know, that's my big thing, is like, don't let it slow you down. Don't let it stop you. There's plenty of other services like mine that are out there that can help you with this. There's lots of great information out there now that like maybe wasn't available 6-7 years ago to help you do it. So don't let it stop you. Go do your thing, you know, start your business, get it going, and you can figure it out as you go. And Shopify really is, for me, like the place to go. If sales tax is on like your list of worries, Shopify is a great place for that. And then all the other places that I mentioned too, Amazon, Etsy, Walmart, eBay, they all offer these kinds of services as well. And you don't even have to do the filing in those. So start selling in those channels if this is really the thing that's slowing you down. Because I've talked to too many people that haven't done it simply because of sales tax. I know I talk to people about sales tax, so I probably get more of that than the reality. But if you are one of those people, just go do it. You know, call me, whatever, and I can walk you through it again. Worry-free, hassle-free. You don't need to like sign up for my service or anything. I'm just trying to help people I was a support, like a customer facing engineer for a long time at Techstar. So this is the kind of stuff that I just like doing. So don't worry about sales tax too much. There's plenty of opportunities out there to make it pretty hassle-free for you at this point.
Yeah, I think the things have become better. I started my first startup in 2001, a SaaS business back in the time, and it was just a headache to find someone who would understand what we're doing. And when I started with Shopify 7-8 years ago or something like that, it was also very difficult. And as you said, things have become much, much easier. There's experts like you around now that really understand what e-commerce is, how Shopify works, and how you do your tax filings the right way. So I would highly recommend our listeners to reach out to you. Where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, so our website is breezyfile.com. So you can find us there. We have a page that I'm working on building out with different resources. So all this information, I'm kind of writing up in like little short form blog posts or just little resources pages that you could find. So that's breezyfile.com. My email is matt@breezyfile.com. Shoot me an email. We can set up a 30-minute call. I can run through all the things we just talked about specific to your business and kind of help you like where I think you should be compliant. And then it's up to you from there. Go do your thing. Again, if you want to use my service, great. If you don't, no problem. I'm just trying to help people and get my, I think that like eventually if I help enough people, people will probably come back to me if they decide they don't want to do it anymore. So that's my theory anyway. We'll see how it plays out. So far it's working for me. So
cool. I would put the links in the show notes. Then you just click away and I'm sure a lot of people will reach out to you and just get a first introduction and you can see how you can help them. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Klaus. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, Klaus here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the E-commerce Coffee Break podcast. Before you go, I'd like to ask two things from you. First, please help me with the algorithm so I can bring more impactful guests on the show. It will make it also easier for others to discover the podcast. Simply like, comment, and subscribe in the app you're using to listen to the podcast, and even better if you could leave a rating. Thanks again, and I catch you in the next episode. Have a good one.